They have treats. What's that?
Those are insulting.
Yes. He said these are insulting. You know, some of you will get that as you read the label later. See, now everybody's listening now. Wow. I just brought them. We're not going to do anything with them. We are going to do something with them. We are studying Baptist distinctives just quickly. And we've looked at four of them. And I want to see if anybody remembers, well, some of the four. Who would remember one of the Baptist distinctives that we studied? All right, Holly. Authority of the Scriptures. All right. That's very good. So that's the first one, probably the most important because everything stems from that, of course. But the authority of Scripture, and we talked about that. I won't go into it. What, anybody remember another one? Another one. Raise your hand if you... I'm sorry. Yes. Priesthood of the believer. Can you... I know. I'll bring you one. Okay. All right. All right. Priesthood of the believer. There. We go directly to God. We don't have to answer to a man or pray to a man, or no man absolves us of our sins. The Bible says we go directly to God. So priesthood of the believer. And that's not unique to Baptists, but almost unique to Baptists. Most religions have a priest that you have to go through to get to God. A third one. Now they get a little harder maybe. Yes. Okay, two ordinances. The Lord's Supper and baptism. And we talked about that. I'll bring you back one and have the ushers bring you one when they come back. And then the last one. This one might be a little hard to remember. The fourth one, not the last one, but the fourth one. Yes, ma'am. Yes, the autonomy of the local church. So the local church, we don't answer to anyone, a hierarchy over us. There is no centralized church that dictates to us anything. We are completely independent. As the Bible says, we have a leadership here. We have pastors and assistant pastors and deacons, as the Bible says, but we don't answer to any outside source. And so that is also unique. Maybe unique to Baptists. That is very unique. Most denominations, most religions would have a hierarchy that they have to answer to, that sends out instructions, that kind of thing. And we can be members of a fellowship. We can fellowship with other churches, but there would be nobody dictating to this church what we would believe or anything about the pastor or anything like that. So we believe in the autonomy of the local church. All right, then the fifth thing, we have four more, but the fifth thing today is something that is taught in the Bible and is really, again, many denominations will have some of these distinctives, but only Baptists have all these distinctives, and that's why they're distinctive, to overuse the term, to Baptists. But the fifth one is individual soul liberty or soul competency. And the idea is that every Christian has the liberty to believe right or wrong as their conscience dictates. We seek to persuade men. Paul says we persuade men. We seek to persuade men to the truth. I think of something very simple, like we'll give anybody a ride to church to hear the truth. But we can't force that person, and we should never force that person, the Bible says, either to be a Baptist or to be a Christian. And Baptists historically have held to this belief. But we find in the Scripture, of course, Paul says in Romans 14:12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. There's an individual responsibility. The Bible emphasizes this even from the very beginning in creation. If you remember, God gave Adam and Eve the freedom to make choices. Genesis makes it very clear that it was an awesome responsibility, and we are responsible for our choices. God set forth the consequences of good and evil, and Adam and Eve made a choice. They knew what the consequences were, and they made a choice. And the lesson from Genesis, of course, and from all scriptures, if we have the freedom to obey God, and if we do, we have life. If we use our freedom to deny him, the result is death. And so a person can be a Baptist, they can be a member of another denomination, they can choose to be an atheist and not believe in God, But we don't set up, Baptists have never believed in setting up a religious system to force people to believe. And if you think through history, there's never been a state that was Baptist. If you think back in the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church was at their height of power, and there was a lot of forcing people to be Catholics. In fact, if you weren't a Catholic, many times you were killed because you weren't a Catholic, or you read the. It got so extreme that the Catholic Church said you can't read the Bible for yourself because you're not smart enough, and only the priests can read the Bible, and. That worked well because only the priests had education, and most people that could read were only the priests. And if you were caught reading the scripture or possessing the scripture, especially in the common tongue and in the language you understood, that was an immediate death sentence. And so that was strongly insisted upon. But there's many examples in church history. We think of Constantine. If you remember, at the end of the Roman Empire, the Roman law demanded that all people in the Roman Empire become Christian. And the result of this was forcing Christianity upon the masses by infant baptism and by meaningless professions by adults. Most people weren't saved. They were forced to become Christians. And so at the sword, literally, at the point of a sword. And so, and I already mentioned the Dark Ages and the Catholic Church and the idea that only one church has the truth. And if you don't submit to that and you don't believe it and you'll become a member of that church, the result is at least persecution and probably death. And so we see that in history, and Baptists have never believed that because of the authority of what the Scripture says. And a couple other verses in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then Galatians 5, verse 1, says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And so just a very simple, every person, whether saved or unsaved, has the liberty to choose what he believes about God. This liberty does not exempt one from responsibility to the Word of God or its accountability, but everyone has that choice to choose whether they really, at the end of the day, whether they believe the Bible or not. And so that is the fifth Baptist distinctive, which is individual soul liberty. So that's what we're going through these quickly, but. And you know, at the end, I think we will give everybody a list or make it available to them of the eight distinctives. But we'll look at another one next week. Okay.